I am visiting with Barry Lee. He is a product manager for Superior Graphite. And Barry, this is an opportunity for us to talk a little bit about your company, maybe help create some awareness of what you guys are doing, especially as it relates to the agricultural market. And I think maybe the first thing to do is just tell us a little bit about Superior Graphite and your products.
Thanks, Chuck. Thanks for giving me the opportunity to talk with you today about Superior Graphite and our products. We've been around in business for a lot of years, since 1917, and we do nothing but graphite. We have the ability to grind and purify and just adjust the functional characteristics of graphite, and that is definitely our specialty. We're able to make synthetic graphite with our patented furnaces, and we have all kinds of technology in our tool belt to make graphite work and operate the way that people need it to be. So we've been involved in the graphite industry, supplying to steel, refractories. Many of the batteries that you use has graphite in it. We have graphite in brake pads, all kinds of different industries. Forging industry, we use graphite a lot. Definitely, we do nothing but graphite, and graphite is definitely our strength.
Looking at the agricultural market, you've got a number of products that you offer to farmers. Just tell us a little bit about that first, what you've been doing that's brought you into that marketplace.
Well, one of the products that we have is called SlipPlate, and many farmers know that product for a lot of years. We had that in the marketplace for over 35 years. And it's interesting in terms of how that product came to being. The railroad industry had come to us in 1975 looking for a better way to lubricate their switch tracks. They were having all kinds of problems as the seasons kept changing with a lot of their wet Liquitech lubricants. It would either roll off, dust and dirt would begin to stick to it, and it would cause problems for the tracks to switch. So they needed a solution where it was pretty much dry and that they can paint it on, and it would allow the tracks to switch regardless of what the weather was. And we created what we called a slip plate product at that time, and it was great because it was slippery when it was dry. So at that point in time, that was the birth of where slip plate came, and we decided, hey, why don't we look at other markets and other things that we can do with that product. Farmers began to pick up on that product to use it in all kinds of different applications. It could be from their hitches to gravity feed bins is one of the popular applications that they use slip plate. They use it on their fertilizer spreaders. I've heard applications on chicken coop fans, all kinds of different things. And it's all because of this non-stick hydrophobic property that graphite has, and that the railroad industry enjoyed back then and currently still enjoys now. We also have another product called Seed Slick, and that product farmers use to add with their seed corn, beans, during planting season. This year, a lot of Seed Slick was purchased to just add a couple tablespoons to a bushel of corn and allows the seeds to flow through the planter plate, and it gives you a better yield in terms of not having the machine misfire or work in an inefficient manner. So everything continues to slip and slide and continue to move with our slip plate product. So farmers have been using it for a lot of years.
Well, I was going to ask about, you know, the seasonal applications that your products might have. That's definitely some of those there. Now, you know, knowing that you have been in the agricultural market, I guess we would say you're sort of reintroducing yourself here and trying to create some new and maybe greater awareness. What are some of the ways that you're trying to accomplish that right now? And I know it's real big on everybody's mind wherever I go. Are you involving social media in this effort?
Oh, yes, absolutely. I mean, the first place I would go to is our website, slipplate.com. And there you'll find a whole bunch of information on our products and the application for those products. Farming and agriculture is a nice section there. There's also some papers and some things that that are online that maybe you might be able to find a good application to solve a problem that you might have. You can also call us on a 1-800 number that's there if you have something that's specific. We have people calling in all kinds of with all kinds of different questions. Sometimes some of these questions become very technical. Certainly we have the technical expertise and to look at that question and try to answer it. Sometimes we get some doozies, and certainly we do our best to try to answer all those questions and help our customer base there. You also can, you know, you like what you see, and after you talk to us, certainly you can also buy it online. But we have a whole bunch of distributors and people that we sell out to. You can also find where you can buy. So there's a lot of things that you can find on our website. Also, what we've started doing is trying out Facebook. We just launched a Facebook site just recently. We have a few people that have liked us on that site, but at this point, they're starting to share some of the applications and some of the ideas that people use, some really neat and interesting applications that we've got there. So I encourage people to go on our Facebook site, put your idea on there, and share it with that community. Maybe you might be able to find something that that might be applicable to you. So some really neat situations there.
And looking ahead, I know we've discussed this, but if people kind of keep an eye on and visit your Facebook page, you're planning to have some contests, as I understand it, or ways that people might win some prizes.
Yeah, thanks for mentioning that. Basically, we're going to try to encourage people to get on our website through a Facebook sweepstake. We'll have a $100 gift card there and some product promotional prizes for liking us and being a fan. So it's just more than just liking us. We're hoping that people will come to know who we are, what we represent, what we've done, and be able to really know how the product is and be able to use it. There's just so many different applications, so many different ways that SlipPlate can be used. So, yeah, we just want to be able to create that type of community and encourage that, especially in the agricultural market.
So what else would you like farmers to know about Superior Graphite and the products like SlipPlate that you have that we haven't touched on, Barry?
Not too long ago, I just wrote an article that I put on our website. People were asking me about what's really inside the can of graphite. They kind of felt that every graphite can that was out in the market was pretty much the same. So what we did is we spent some time in a laboratory testing several different cans of graphite that are out there in the marketplace. And we were very, very surprised to see what was in those cans of graphite. Some cans really didn't have much graphite in it, a lot of solvent and filler products that were in there. Some cans had a lot of graphite in it, but the way that the formulation was at didn't really give it the performance that needed to be. So during that test, we were very pleasantly surprised by our product. It was a very even, fair test that we did. We found out that our product came out ahead. So it's a formula that's been around in the marketplace for a long time, for 35-something years. We haven't changed it. We don't cheat on the formula and cheat on the graphite. We give the best type of graphite from the technology that comes from our own company. So we're very, very proud of what we have there at SlipPlate, and I'm sure many farmers and people that are out there that have used the product know how good our product is. So I encourage you guys to check on the website to see what is out there and to take a look at that article, and also to really support our products and on Facebook. So with that, I mean, I think we're very proud and, you know, we're happy that our product works. It's slippery when it's dry.
We'll make sure that we point people there, because that sounds like a great resource. I'm going to go ahead and close here. I want to thank you, Barry Lee, very much with Superior Graphite, makers of SlipPlate. And for all you farmers out there, you would want to go to slipplate.com, which we mentioned before, and there's all kinds of information there. And while you're at it, log on to Facebook and like their page as well. We'll be having more information from Superior Graphite over time, because we're going to touch base with Barry and the company periodically as we go forward. So for now, I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.